This is your starting point, the place where you'll find ideas, impulses, and inspiration to take your first step on your journey, whatever that may be. If you want to have a better relationship with your money, if you've never invested and would like to, but you don't know where to start, this is the podcast for you. I am your host, Lavi. I'm here to share my experiences and true stories with you, and I hope you learn from my mistakes and my successes and will take your first step today. Let's do this. Today, we'll dive deeper into the fundamental rule that I talked about in episode 4. Never, ever, ever, ever invest the money you can't afford to lose. And what money is that? The money that you have, it's yours, and you don't have to borrow for investing. It is not true that you need a lot of money to start investing. You can start with just a few dollars, but we want to make sure that when you do start, you have a sound setup, a good, solid plan, and a nice start capital larger than just a few dollars, because that will give you confidence and peace of mind. And at the same time, you will also build your investing portfolio in a good way forward, not just when you start. You may be in a situation where you have no money at all to invest yet. So let's talk about how to get there. As a little recap from previous episodes, it starts with investing in yourself. Getting investing education, which you are already doing because you're listening to this podcast. And one more very important component we will discuss now. You have to develop discipline to set aside some money each month and use this money only for investments. I repeat that because this is a very important point. You need to develop discipline to start building your investing portfolio every month by setting aside a little money every month and only use this money for investments. How much should you set aside? The most successful rule for getting your investing funds is this. For every dollar you spend on the things you want but don't need, $1 is to be set aside for investing. For example, if you have $5 you want to spend on a, let's say, Starbucks coffee, you also need to have $5 extra that you set aside in your investing account. This way requires a lot of discipline from you and follow up to this plan. A second way of doing it is deciding to set aside a fixed percentage a month, minimum 10% of your monthly income. You decide the percentage amount, if it's 10, 12, 15, or whatever you find suitable. Remember though, minimum 10%, based on what is right for you, because it's only you who can decide how fast you want your financial freedom. A good tip here is that you arrange with this money to be moved automatically into your investing account that you create at your bank so that you don't have to think about it. It's done automatically as soon as your salary comes in. Now, also very, very important, after you decide your percentage, setting this money aside for investing will be non-negotiable, especially when times are rough. This way requires a lot of discipline from you to do it. You set that money aside as soon as you receive it and before anything else, because this is your future. If you are serious about your future, a future of freedom and wealth, you need to prioritize building it little by little, because this will take time. And if you decide to set aside this money after you do other things, well, there are always going to be other things and you will never get to build your future. And this is one of the difficult parts. Simple but difficult when it comes to investing. Discipline. Discipline to do it and to be consistent in doing it. To set aside minimum 10% of whatever comes in into your account each month. Time and hardships will test your ability to be disciplined, and it will be difficult for you to set aside your monthly percentage when you have extra expenses, unexpected events that require extra money, because then the easiest way is to take your 10% investment money if you don't see the big picture. And not only that, not only will you be tempted to skip a month when you need those extra money, but you will also be tempted to borrow whatever fund you managed to set aside in your investing account when that money is not invested yet and is waiting to be deployed in the next deal. You have to see the big picture. The money in your investing account is your future. If you don't set aside a fixed sum or percentage every month, or if you take out money from your investment fund, you will be delaying or even stopping your future financial well-being. I can't stress enough. Get disciplined about building your wealth so you never borrow to invest. You get disciplined about setting aside money every month in your investing account. Now, how do you decide the exact percentage you should set aside every month? Well, glad you asked. If we look at the big picture, this is not only about your future and your future financial freedom, but is also about your financial well-being right now and going forward. It works much better, much easier when you have both. If you only focus on your financial future and put yourself through a lot of restrictions today, you will feel miserable at some time and maybe tempted to even give up pursuing that future. When you are happy, though, with your financial situation right now, when you have a good plan, it is easier to build your financial freedom. And I was fortunate enough to find the way how to do that, how to do both, and I will share this with you. Introducing one of my biggest pillars in my financial education, Mr. T. Harv Eker. Harv is a multimillionaire who is so down to earth, so spiritual, and so nice, such a nice guy who helped me change my entire relationship with money, my entire mindset around money, and discover how important those things are. Let me tell you a funny story with Harv. I didn't know who he was. I had never heard of him, of his name, and suddenly I was at a conference where he was the next speaker. Coming out from the audience, he made his way to the big stage and he started his speech with his famous, "Who here wants more money in their lives? Please raise your hand." It was the first time I heard that, and of course I raised my hand together with 2,000 or so other people. He blew up my mind from the first minutes by demystifying myths around money and money mindset, and the kind, generous, giving way of presenting things. You would think he's your next-door friendly neighbor or your wise uncle that you love spending time with, because he always has something nice and interesting to share. He was on the stage for about 2 hours, but I simply had to buy his program and books because they really resonated with me. If you've never heard of Harv, I suggest you Google him. As your weekly educational goal, for example, and see some videos or read some of his work. He is truly brilliant. Anyway, back to that conference. After his speech, there was a break and everyone went out for a stretch, coffee, and so on. At some point, I was standing by myself in a corridor next to a water cooler, processing all the cool ideas Harv had given me, when suddenly a door opened and a woman came out shouting, "Okay, people, please enter the room. Harv is now ready for the Q&A session." I had no idea it was a Q&A session, but since I was right next to that door and people started rushing in, I followed them and I entered the room as well. I found out later that the Q&A session was for VIP tickets only. And I didn't have that, but I didn't see the sign, the VIP sign, and no one had checked who entered, so lucky me. Now, I have to tell you something. When I am somewhere for the purpose of learning or a good experience, you will most likely find me on the first rows because I don't want to get distracted by others around me. I will never understand how people pay thousands of dollars to attend a seminar and instead of taking notes or paying full attention to the speakers, they just scroll on their Facebook or Insta. Why are you going there? It would be so much cheaper if you do that at home. But back to the Q&A session. I was on the third row, and strange enough, nobody else sat in front of me. Maybe because it was a relatively small room and the microphone was set right in front of the first row. I don't know. I just remember Harv came in, and he was now only a few meters in front of me with a big smile on his face and started asking, "So who has any questions?" My immediate thought was that I was presented with a golden opportunity and for sure it would be a lot of people asking questions. So I raised my hand even if I didn't have one because I figured by the time he would pick me, if he would pick me, I was sure I would come up with a question. Well, funny thing was that he picked me first. Yes. And now I had to come up with a question. So, in lack of preparation, I remembered something he had said in his speech that made me extremely curious. So I asked him, "Harv, you said that you only need a few minutes with someone you've never seen before and you can predict their financial future. Well, we've never met before and haven't spent a few minutes talking, but I am very curious. What do you see about my financial future?" The second I said those words, I heard my inner voice saying, "What a stupid question. Couldn't you have come up with something better than that? That's just ridiculous." Oh, I was still curious. But I was also embarrassed for asking Harv out loud and in front of a lot of people such a silly questions. Yet, it was me. It was raw, unprocessed, the curious part of me, the authentic me. And oftentimes, we forget to be authentic and we narrow ourselves to the environment, the situation, the people around us. And his answer took a few minutes, but it had to do with how well you control your money, how disciplined you are, and how perseverant and consistent you are. He didn't know me, but he assumed, since I was there and eager to learn, that I was on the right path. And yes, Harv, you were right. I will get into the depths of that in my next episode, so stay tuned because it will be a lot of good stuff. What happened next at that Q&A session, though, was really funny. While I was still unhappy with missing my only opportunity to ask Harv a question, a really good question, it was time for the next question. And that guy asked, "How rich are you?" The entire room bursted into laughter because it was funny, right? And suddenly I thought, well, if my question was silly, now that is just a dumb question. Yet, with all the laughters, I guess everyone was also curious about Harv's answer. And his answer was brilliant. He is a very humble person. So he said, "Well, to tell you the truth, you know, with the recession going on, the financial crisis, some of my businesses not performing so well, well, I'm not a millionaire anymore. Quiet. The entire room was petrified. And he's teaching us about becoming a millionaire? But then he said, "No, I am not a millionaire anymore. I am multi, 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 and he started counting on his fingers. Multi, multi, multi. At this point, I was expecting he would say, "I'm a multi-wise investor or learner or something like that." But he continued, "Multi, multi, multi, and I can probably count like this for a few minutes. I am a multi-millionaire." Now, with this introduction in place, you have something really big to look forward to in the next episode, because there we will finally get into the nitty-gritty of how to control your money so that you can build your investing account and start investing. So stay tuned and get excited. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you know what to do. Like, share, comment, give it a 5-star review, and join me next time. Until then, make it a successful day. You are here, you are on the right path, and this is your starting point.